Okay, is that better? Okay, thanks. Next group of poems, I would call them about love and politics. The first poem is called Distance. It's about the way in which, though distance is usually seen as something to be overcome, it can also be something that allows you space for the imagination to be exercised, a kind of saving distance. The old man across the courtyard, reading alone in his window seat, looks like a real student, awed by the vision and honesty of a page, when over here he might look bored or lonely. If the woman at the door this evening who asked for my signature had knocked over there, she wouldn't have looked as she did, harried merely and graying and fat, with a son and daughter behind her squabbling over a toy. Even here, had I stood back far enough, her speech on the arms race and covert wars would have sounded serious. Now that she's passed from sight with the long view her neighbors refuse to take, I try to imagine her in the distance arriving home. By now she's hanging the three coats in the hall beside the landscapes her children painted in school, which look no brighter to her than the one she did herself 30 years back, the same dragons and swampy woods. She'll have to stand back farther to imagine how the paintings might look one day with their dark hues brighter, their fears cast out. Whatever helps her to see that far is a power I should attend to more. I should think about why it behaves this way, giving her yearnings that the present can't satisfy, not even the present silent world of the people across the courtyard, beyond the endless arguments of last week that people over here are still repeating.